Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, but Andrew's off today. I'm Bobby, filling in for Andrew. It's 7:12 this morning, 75 degrees, and it's going to be a high in the 90s, but 75 feels really good right now as you're getting out there. So within the next hour or so, it'll probably start warming up to the 80s. But
yeah, it'll be 112 in no time.
Yeah, exactly. It'll feel like, you know. But yeah, it'll get a little bit of a break, even if it's just for a day.
I'll take it, sure.
Yeah, even if it's just for a day. Do you have any information on the major fire at the auto shred in Pensacola?
Oh, Southern Recycling. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, Bio Chico looked like it was on fire last night.
Yeah, so that's about all we really have is that they're just on fire. We had a fire there, like, I think 2 or 3 years ago as well.
In that area, yeah. I forget what it was. But
it's something with the, I don't know, you get this happening sometimes, like it dumps, even at dumps, you get fires breaking out. Just batteries are in the trash, or you know, there's something that will spark a fire out of just nowhere.
That's true.
This one just happens to be pretty big fire. Just seeing what happened over there with that. I mean, that's all we really know. I believe they put it out now, though, right? They put the fire out, so I think that's good. Three weather systems the National Hurricane Center is looking at now. Yesterday we mentioned there was two of them off the coast of Africa. Well, one of them's off the coast of Africa. One's out in the middle Atlantic. They both have increased in their chances of developing into a storm. One's at 30%, one's at 40% chances of developing over the next 7 days. And now we have a little bit of a better idea of the direction that these storms are moving, and they're both headed towards the east coast of the United States. Of course, anything can happen in the next 7 to 10 days. They could decide to go ahead north and, you know, turn back around and go back to Africa. You know, who knows? But we do have
God, please let one of those things happen. I don't want anybody harmed, but I just don't want it to come to the Gulf Coast.
Yeah,
I know it's hard to pray against a hurricane. Yes.
I know. It's
Texas.
Whenever we had like that hurricane, the one that hit Fort Myers last year, I remember there's people going, just please don't hit us.
I know, but this is going to hit somebody. I know. I was on social media at the time and they're like, God, you heartless witch. And
I'm like,
I see that. You know that. I know.
The people of Tampa, they could get hit again.
They got money. They're fine.
They'll be okay.
No, but it is hard because, like, you know, nobody wants it in their backyard. So.
Exactly. Nobody, not here. But there is one developing in the Gulf. It has about a 20% chance of formation over the next 7 days.
Right now it's next to Texas in that area.
Next to Texas, yeah. So, but hopefully it will be, hopefully it'll either die down or it'll just be a rainstorm. So, I mean, we could use the rain.
Yeah,
so
right.
That would work. Then, we've got Senator Rick Scott was here in town yesterday, and he's doing a tour for kids, keeping our kids safe tour. I'll tell you more about that right after Traffic on the Fives with Candy.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah. I'm just kidding. As we take a look, good news is we're not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. Keep in mind, of course, buses back on the road. I know it's only been less than a week, but you get used to the buses not being on the road. So you got to give yourself a little extra time to get where you're going. A little slow making your way on the Pensacola NAS this morning, backed up just over the bridge. So not too bad. And if you see an accident or a slowdown, you can always text it in, 437-1620. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So Senator Rick Scott was in town yesterday as part of his Keeping Our Kids Safe tour. And he's highlighting some items that he's trying to do to protect kids. Three of his proposals are bills. He says would hold big tech accountable for its impact on families, including one intended to protect children from the negative effects of AI, artificial intelligence. Ask Act would keep children from interacting with artificial intelligence on social media unless parents give permission to use to do so. He goes on and says, these are basic ideas, but especially AI is so new. Let's get the facts before we let it explode and impact our kids. And he also wants to stop platforms from charging a fee or requiring a subscription. I guess apparently Snapchat recently did that in order to remove AI features from an app. So in other words, some of these apps are already implementing AI. And they say if you don't want AI as part of your experience on this app, you got to pay a fee. And he's trying to ban that, so you can't do that. All right, Senator. Free commerce.
Right.
Private business. Like, artificial intelligence is in the public domain. It's still private. Like, if a private business has an app and they're going, we want to put artificial intelligence on here, and if you don't want it, you got to pay us a fee, you can't tell them they can't charge that fee. Like, stop it with the controlling private businesses all the time just because you're afraid. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry you're afraid. Sorry. I mean, like, and stop being a Luddite. Like, technology is here. Let's embrace it. If you're afraid of it, that's fine. You just can't force everybody else to be afraid of it, too.
Sure.
So just calm down with that. But I'm A-OK with protecting kids.
Of course.
So do what we can to protect kids. And so part of his thing is, like, we got to have parental. So we've actually seen three states. And Florida actually tried to pass something last year. It just didn't pass in legislative session. Probably will pass next year. But there's three states that passed bills that basically said your kids can't even be on social media if they're under the age of 18 unless a parent gives permission. So, of course, the kids can just lie about their age.
And absolutely,
I'm 21, and boom, they're on there. But, hopefully not. Hopefully it won't do that, and hopefully a parent can give permission or not give permission or have parental restrictions or something when it comes to the social media. But one of the things he brings up here, though, is artificial intelligence. And we're talking about, like, okay, what are some dangers of artificial intelligence? And there is, when I was researching today, I came across this deep fake video called Fanny Obama. Now, if you remember yesterday, Fannie Willis is the district attorney in Georgia who announced the indictment against Trump. And so she was all over the news yesterday, and you heard a voice, and you saw her on TV and all this other stuff, announcing the indictment against Trump, 41 counts of RICO. And there's artificial intelligence that put together this deep fake video. And if you're not familiar with deep fake, it's basically just fake video.
Right, where it looks like the real person, sounds like the real person, but isn't the real person. And sometimes it's the person's face on another body.
Yeah, and so this case is Obama's face on Fannie Willis's body. So she's a female. Obama's obviously a dude.
Yeah.
But he has
her hair. He's got her pearls on and her nice her suit pearls that she was wearing yesterday press conference.
Yeah, he had her suit and everything. So,
and but it sounds just like him.
It looks just like
him. And it looks just like
him. He's talking. Her head's moving. His head's moving with it. It looks like him. And then here's the actual audio.
Thank you for joining us. I'm here with the prosecutors and investigators who have worked diligently on the investigation of criminal attempts to interfere in the administration of Georgia's 2020 presidential election.
I'm watching this while she's playing it. And
today,
it's just
based
so
on information
mind-boggling
developed
to see his facial expressions.
Right. And his facial expressions, too, are the same that
his
she
eyebrows
had.
Are moving
he looks,
up.
He stops. Yep. Looks over here.
It blows my mind. Like, I can't believe we're living in this day where you could just throw somebody's face and it looks so realistic.
The AI is weird. Like, I have an app on my phone where you could use it for pets, except I would put Brent Lane in it and make him say awful stuff. Okay. You know what I mean? Okay. But it's easy to do. I mean, if I can do it, anybody can do it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So,
but that's crazy. But now the AI, I don't know how to do the voice thing. That's bad.
Yeah,
but
and so that it sounds
also,
like Obama.
Right.
It sounds like Obama.
Everyone charged in this bill of indictment is presumed.
But it's got a little bit of tones of Fannie Willis. But it's Fannie Willis's speech.
Right.
The Obama's, it's like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
Roseanne tweeted this out, the Roseanne, at the real Roseanne, by the way, and I like her, but she's super controversial.
Oh, yeah.
So aside from that, I like her show.
She can be funny sometimes.
Right, I loved the sitcom and her old stand-up and all that. But anyway, Roseanne Barr tweeted this. It's called Fannie Obama. And it's, but it does, it looks looks like a lady, you know, it's like Fannie Willis and Obama. Yeah, yeah.
Looks like Fannie Willis sounds like Obama. It sounds like Obama. It's amazing.
And if they're able to do that, and that's clearly a deep fake, like right. We knew Fannie, we know President Obama, just think what they'll be able to do.
Well, and that, you know, we were talking about that a couple hours ago.
The real Bobby
is apparently
Rossi.
So when I looked up deep fake, like what exactly is deep fake, and they're like, it's called deep fake because the coding is so deep to make it like, where you just can't tell.
You can't tell, right.
You just can't tell that it's like some face on the wrong body. And in doing so, one of the first articles came up is these actresses are concerned because deep fakes have been popping up mm-hmm. with their face on some porn star's body doing pornography.
Right. I saw one of... Not because I was searching for this, by the way, but it popped up on YouTube. They were talking about deepfakes.
Wait, you saw deepfake pornography?
Not like an actress, but of AOC. Is she a senator?
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's a congresswoman.
Right, she's from New York. Okay, yeah, the congresswoman from New York who's, man, it sure did look real. I was like, wow, we.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You're like, hey.
I like her. No, but it just surprised me because it sounded like her and it looked like her and I knew it wasn't her.
Yeah.
Doing those deeds.
Yeah, doing those
yeah,
deeds.
Yeah, and I'm sure she does those deeds just fine, but it was like, yikes.
But that's...
And that was a joke.
Scary.
It is.
Think about it. Like, you're a public figure, and all of a sudden, it's not even your privacy that's been invaded. Because
yeah,
it's like,
right?
Not even like you, but people might think it's you. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah,
that's
this is
scary.
Like the Rudy Giuliani texts.
Yeah.
Have you seen those?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Yeah.
But I was like, that's mortifying anyway when people like send stuff like that. But this,
yeah. This is crazy. So, Fannie Obama. Fannie Obama. F-A-N-I.
You'll find it. It's on Twitter what used to be called Twitter.
It's actually pretty funny. Wait until a company starts selling feminine products using AI deep fake of Bobby's face, likeness, and voice. So, yeah. Wouldn't that be good? Have my face on a female's body.
My new
body.
Stay Free Rossies.
Have my face on a female's body with my voice going, you will love this feminine product.
Right.
It will make you feel
that.
So much better.
Yeah. And you can mansplain those things.
I don't even know.
That'll be great.
That's what the products will be called.
With Bobby Rossi.
Mansplains. It'll be mansplain
there
products. Yes. And it'll be like, I can tell you the best things about this tampon. Which I can't, but I'd need somebody else to write me the script.
I'll write you the script.
No, thank you.
You'll be all good.
All right. It's Pensacola Morning News. Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Coming up next, quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you in a situation where you need a miracle? You need God to do something that seems impossible? The Bible explains that without God, we can do nothing, but with Him, all things are possible. In Luke chapter 1, the angel Gabriel appears to Mary and explains that, and I quote, "With God, nothing shall be impossible." He's speaking in the context of a virgin conception. If God can bring about the miracle of a biological impossibility, don't you think He can solve your problems? In Jeremiah 33:3, God challenges those who need a miracle when He says this, and I quote, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." I urge you, call upon Him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
Here's a look at our traffic real quick. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Bobby Rossi sitting in for Andrew McKay this morning. Not showing any slowdowns or delays except for right at the front gate of Pensacola NAS. It's backed up halfway now over the bridge, so not too bad. It was backed up all the way just a little bit earlier. The only areas of congestion I'm seeing are near traffic lights and near schools. Of course, the school buses make their way back to schools. That started last week, but just give yourself a little extra time to get where you're going this morning. If you have traffic tips, text 437. 1620 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We'll check in with David Wayne in the newsroom. Good morning, David.
And good morning, Candy.
Thanks.
Former President Donald Trump and 18 other defendants indicted this week in Georgia are reportedly going to be booked into the Fulton County Jail when they turn themselves in.
The countdown is officially on for former President Trump and his 18 co-defendants to come down to Fulton County and surrender to officials. The DA has given them a deadline of next Friday, the 25th at noon, to turn themselves in.
That's NBC's Blaine Alexander, and officials say they expect all 19 to be processed and fingerprinted. The Fulton County Sheriff has also said when former President Trump has processed, a mugshot will be taken. President Trump said yesterday that he's planning to release a report that would completely exonerate him and prove that there was election fraud in the state. A Utah man killed by FBI agents earlier this month had confronted police with an assault-style rifle 5 years ago. Records made public on Tuesday show that Craig Robertson was holding the rifle when officers rang his doorbell back in 2015, and there was a bit of a standoff at that time. And YouTube says they're updating their guidelines to remove cancer treatment misinformation. YouTube says that they will be removing content now that promotes any harmful or ineffective cancer treatments or that discourages viewers from getting professional medical help.
Oh, wow. That is weird.
It is. YouTube really likes, they've been going after the misinformation hard ever since the pandemic.
And they should be, too. Yeah, it is weird because you'll find stuff on there. It's like, here's a good tip to beat cancer. Eat more cucumbers or, you know, whatever. And it's like, you know, I don't think that's right. But maybe.
Right.
But I'm no scientist.
It might be, though.
I don't know. But there is. There's a lot of misinformation on YouTube. And yeah. That's good.
But
that's
the other thing you have to worry about is then, you know, it may be misinformation today and proven tomorrow.
That's true.
That's
too.
True. I mean, yeah. Are you working for Big Cucumber?
Well, I mean, I am.
Okay.
The cucumber people are, they're paying me good to say all this. But
cucumbers are delicious.
But no, if you look at like the ivermectin, that was during the pandemic.
Right.
That was labeled as misinformation for that time. And then just what was it last week?
The
FDA is like, well, you know, we didn't really mean that when we said that ivermectin didn't work.
Yeah. Last week they came out and said, in fact, they're looking at
Shut
ivermectin.
Shut up. It works?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You it worked back then.
Did it really?
Yeah.
See, I always thought it was misinformation.
Oh, vague, because you listen to MSNBC instead of Bobby Rossi.
Yeah, so. I know. I heard you, but also my husband does watch MSNBC like it's his. You're right. He listens to Ari Melber. You're right.
But yeah,
you know, when he's mad at me, he calls me Mrs. DeSantis.
They're still looking at something else though. They're looking at, I can't remember the other one they're looking at for long term COVID. One of those that they treated COVID like during, you got COVID, take this thing. They're thinking might help with long term COVID if you take it longer.
Wow.
I don't think it's ivermectin though. I think it was something else. So maybe I got that mixed up. So I started thinking it was ivermectin. Now I'm like, no, that's not ivermectin. That was something else. I saw this Bankhead Tunnel. If you're headed to Mobile, Bankhead Tunnel was supposed to be open today. Oh, sorry, supposed to be open. Yeah, supposed to be open tomorrow. They decided it's going to remain closed through tomorrow, too.
The Bankhead's closed?
Bankhead's closed.
Oh, my gosh.
It's been closed since Monday.
I mean,
you can
get around, well.
Yeah, so you have to go through. You have to go around the other way.
Right,
or
yeah.
There's the other tunnel, too.
Man.
The Bay Tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so Bankhead's closed. Apparently, they had some electrical problems or something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
yeah.
Then you've got, what was my other story here? Oh, Blue Angel license plates. I love the Blue Angels license plates. But they're now going to be coming out with a motorcycle version. The Blue Angels license plates for motorcycles.
Nice.
So I like that a lot.
That'd be cool.
A good little change right there. It's Pensacola Morning News with Bobby Rossi. Just kidding. With Andrew McKay. Bobby Rossi's just here filling in for Andrew.
You love it.
He'll be back next week. There's coming up here next. Can't see my notes. What does this say? Oh, we're going to talk about Maui. I've got some stories about Maui.
Maui and the wildfire shirt going on.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. It's been 1 year since President Biden signed a bill that was supposed to bring down prices. Fox's Peter Ducey.
The Inflation Reduction Act is really all about climate. They had advertised it as $385 billion worth of climate spending. It's more like $1.04 trillion. That is the biggest investment in climate from the government ever.
President Biden will deliver remarks at 2:30 p.m. Eastern. Republicans continue to attack the latest indictment against Donald Trump in Georgia over election meddling.
The accusation of racketeering, they all appear political, and they appear to be tremendous political overreach.
Ohio Congressman Brad Renstrup, earlier on Fox Business, at least 106 people perishing in the Mary wildfires. Hawaii Governor Josh Green says President Biden will visit the area. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731, News Radio 92.3. It is 74 degrees right now, partly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. The executive director of the Escambia Children's Trust has announced her resignation from the organization. Tammy Greer made that announcement yesterday in an email sent to the trust. In the email, she called the job, quote, unbelievably political, said that her leadership is being questioned and it's leaving a stain on her stellar 37-year career. Greer said despite loving the work and wanting to help the kids that the trust was established to help, she hates the constant chaos when powerful people in the community don't like the way things go. Greer says October 15th will be her final day on the job. Starting to learn more now about a shooting nearby in Mobile that left a six-year-old child in the hospital with multiple gunshot wounds.
It's crazy. But like, my baby mama, she had woke up, she was like, somebody shooting.
That man lives at that apartment complex in Mobile's Airmont neighborhood. The shots were fired early on Tuesday morning. The six-year-old victim reportedly was getting ready for school when at least one shooter started firing into an apartment. Mobile police say the child underwent surgery and is in critical but stable condition. And Police Chief Paul Prine tells NBC 15 he's over the indiscriminate shootings in his town. He says they'll be doing everything they can to bring justice for that child. Firefighters responding to a Pensacola recycling center last night. That fire happened at Southern Recycling on Merrick Street. Multiple units responded, including the fire boat. Thick black smoke was seen coming from that location. So far, no word on the cause of the fire. The state attorney's office says two of the three juveniles that were charged in the anti-Semitic vandalism cases here in our area are going to be tried as adults. Those suspects are 17-year-old Waylon Fowler and 16-year-old Nicholas Ferry. They'll be joined in adult court by 18-year-old Kessler Ferry. 15-year-old Wyatt Fowler, though, will remain in juvenile court. The four suspects are facing charges of felony criminal mischief enhanced to a hate crime. They're accused in the recent string of vandalisms across the area. A proposed $110 million development at Community Maritime Park is still on hold. Developer Inspired Communities of Florida is waiting out bad market conditions.
Inspire, that of course has had the option on parcels 4 and 5, has extended their option for 6 months, which comes with a $60,000 payment as well for their commitment for those additional 6 months. That will take them to February.
That update from Mayor D.C. Reeves yesterday. If and when the development is completed, lots 4 and 5 would be transformed into mixed housing with retail space that would include a 900-space parking garage, 600 apartments, and 50,000 square feet of retail space. Well, the issues affecting Florida's kids were one of the big topics discussed yesterday between our Northwest Florida leaders and Senator Rick Scott. They talked about social media and cyberbullying.
I think that, you know, first off, parents have got to understand the risk. And they've got to do everything they can because it starts with the parents. Then we've got to do everything we can to, you know, make sure there's parental control of things. So, first off, we ought to have a study. I propose a study of the impact of social media on our kids.
And Scott also proposed securing kids' data, requiring parents to sign off before it can be used, limiting the use of new controversial AI technology in social media. And it's all part of Scott's Keeping Our Kids Safe tour yesterday. Other topics they talked about included the fentanyl and opioid epidemics. 735 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
Roads are fine. We're not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. It looks like everything is running at posted speeds. Of course, I-10, I-110, and it looks like the backup on the bridge for Pensacola NAS, that front gate, has calmed down just a little bit. The only congestion that I see is just, you know, people being, little kids being dropped off, I guess, and grown-up people being dropped off at school. So if you have traffic tips, text them in if you would, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It will be feeling much drier today with a high near 93 degrees, 20% chance of a stray shower. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. For Thursday, 10% chance of rain with a high near 95. Thursday night, warming up near 79 degrees for the overnight temperature. Full humidity returns for Friday with a high near 98 and a 10% chance of rain. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. 74 right now in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, and 74 in Milton. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Hawaiian Electric is facing a class action lawsuit that alleges the utility company kept power on despite high wind warnings ahead of last week's wildfires that are responsible for the deaths of at least 106 people. The class action lawsuit cites the utility's own document showing it was aware that preemptive power shutoffs were an effective strategy to prevent wildfires, but never adopted them. Hawaiian Electric declined to comment on the lawsuit or whether it has ever shut down power before due to high winds. In response to the unpredictable weather patterns and the need to ensure reliable and sustainable service, the Panama Canal plans to continue limiting vessel numbers through the end of the year. 32 ships per day will be allowed to transit the canal, down from an average of 36 in normal circumstances. Unless significant changes occur in weather conditions, from current projections, vessel traffic will remain slow. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open. That's Your Money Now.
Did you know we've got a brand new advertiser here on the Pensacola Morning News, and it's ProHealth, ProHealthFL.com. Female-owned local company serving Pensacola for more than 35 years, perennially winning Best of the Bay, Best of the Coast, Best of Pensacola. They have locations, seven of them, in Santa Rosa Beach, in Milton, in Crestview, in Fort Walton, Pensacola on Summit Boulevard, Pensacola on College Parkway behind the Sam's Club, and in Gulf Breeze next to the Whataburger across from Andrews. Here's the services they offer. Primary care and urgent care. You can just walk in. 8 to 4, Monday through Friday in Gulf Breeze, Pensacola, and Fort Walton. Saturday, 8 to 1 at the Pensacola location next to Sam's Club if you need Saturday help. Lab work, drug screenings, employment physicals, after-hours on-site testing for occupational health services, comprehensive medical weight loss program, and as an alternative to insurance, or if you don't have it, ProHealth Medical Membership Plan, which is $45 a month, unlimited primary care visits, no copay, teledoc, annual physical flu shot, lab work is discounted 25%, procedures discounted 25%, a B12 shot monthly, and no catches. So if any of that appeals to you, find out more, either stop in or online at ProHealthFL.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
We'll be right back.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Candy here, maintaining everything, keeping the train on the tracks.
Yeah, right.
Because it'll go off the tracks.
Yeah, it sure does. I like it when you host. This is a blast, man.
All right. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. 75 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about maybe low 90s today. So it'll be a low 90s day, but it'll still feel like 100 degrees probably. So get ready for that. But at least it feels a little cooler now than what it has been. We do have a new disturbance over in the Gulf. I want to let you know about 20% chance of formation over the next 7 days. So I think for the next 7 days we'll be okay. But probably in 14 days, we can at least expect rain. Hopefully it will not develop into anything besides, you know, some rainy weather. But we'll keep our eye on that. So keep tuning in to News Radio 92.3 for updates on the storm systems out there in the Gulf and in the Atlantic. So Maui, I saw the most recent death toll, 106 now is the count for the number of people that they saw. I just saw that just about 15 minutes ago. 106 individuals who have died in the wildfires in Maui. But apparently iPhone has the new iPhone, the 14S, has a new feature that may have saved lives in Maui. And so I don't have a 14. I have a 13 mini. So I upgraded my phone actually just a few months ago. My last phone was a 10, I think it was. Maybe it was even a 9. I don't know.
I have an 11 in my drawer that I haven't turned on yet. Because you know when you switch everything over.
Oh,
is a 5.
It's a 5?
Yeah,
you're
my Honor
still
going
box. With the 5?
Yeah. Well, because I don't have to do anything now. At Cat true. Country, we had to do recordings and videos and all this other stuff. And now I just text my no
I
friends.
I see that too. Yeah.
So I have nothing, Bobby. Well.
And so that's why I upgraded finally. And the only reason why I upgraded is because I kept dropping my phone. And I kept having to pay to get it fixed because I kept busting the screen and everything.
Right.
And I realized the reason why I'm dropping my phone is my phone's too big. And same as you, I don't use my phone like I used to. I used to do all of my show prep and everything on the phone. And I'd watch videos and I'd all this other stuff. And I'm like, I don't do all that stuff anymore. I'm mostly just text. And so I don't need a big phone. So I wanted to get a mini. So I went in and they said, well, they don't make a mini for the 14. They stopped making the mini after 13. So I'll get the mini then. So that's why I got the 13 mini. But the newest one, the iPhone 14S, you can connect to a satellite to text 911 when you don't have cell service. Say what?
That's so great.
It basically turns into a sat phone. That's amazing. Somebody posted screenshots after a person in Maui used it to get help when they needed
to
get help. Wow, I did not know this. That's pretty cool. So there is emergency text via satellite. So if you try to call 911 and you don't have cell service, then a button pops up that says emergency text via satellite. All right, that's pretty cool. And then on-screen instructions guide you on what to do next, on how to go through it. So basically it shows where to point your phone in order to connect it to a satellite overhead. So it's not as simple as like, oh, we just push the button. A sat phone has to connect to the satellite. So you've got to point your phone in order to connect to the satellite. But it guides you, like, point your phone here.
Man.
Whoa.
Game changer. That's awesome.
The text don't send quite as fast. It can take 15 seconds or even a minute if you're blocked by trees, but it does let you contact emergency services and tell them your location. So apparently there were quite a few people in Maui that were using this feature last week.
Oh, that's great.
That's amazing. And I'm like, wow. Now I might want a 14S.
Yeah. Like,
you never know.
Get matching 14Ss.
I've always kind of wanted a sat phone just because it feels like a spy thing to do.
Yeah, too bad you didn't work at TK in the 90s. The biggest phone in the world and like a backpack to wind it up. Yeah. Not really, but it was, you know, those old phones.
Right, old phones, yeah. Like that.
Man.
Oh, my goodness. It's pretty cool. I thought that was a neat feature. Another interesting thing is we were talking about the criticism of tourists that have gone to there and they were still snorkeling and paddleboarding and things like that. And we're saying, I can't imagine if I was there that I wouldn't try to figure out a way to help.
Hate it for you. Yeah. Yeah, bring on the lanes.
Yeah, hate it for you. Oh, man, it sucks for you guys. You know, no. Well, I got a good story coming up right after Traffic on the Fives. It's called a tease, Candy.
I know. I just hate
Stick
it when you
around.
Do that. I'm not used to that. Okay, this is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service. They're on Davis Highways. We take a look around. Good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. It looks like everything's running smoothly. Cervantes clear through the curve on Scenic. Summit Boulevard, gosh, also not showing any accidents. If you have a traffic tip, you can text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, I got a text here. It says, oh, here's a new conspiracy coming. But which, by the way, there's been a lot of conspiracies about the Hawaii fires, like the government started it and all kinds
like
of other
why?
Stuff.
Why? There's no room on Maui. Hey. Nor would they ever, I can't imagine, I hope.
Yeah, hopefully not. But here's texted, new conspiracy coming. Apple orchestrated the fires in Hawaii as a promotion for their upcoming sat phones.
Oh, jeez.
Don't get that one started. It'll spread like wildfire. Too early?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. There is a good news story. We're talking about the criticism of tourists who snorkel, paddleboard. They've just been doing their thing despite the island literally burning behind them. Well, there's one guy from Denver who is there as a tourist, but he did not keep doing touristy things. Instead, he put his profession into work. He's a pilot. And apparently rescued hundreds of people off the island by flying them to family on Oahu or on other islands. And eventually even flew hundreds of people home to the mainland.
That's
like
so
other
wonderful.
Tourists who were there who were like, I didn't get off this island. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, let's go. And I'm a pilot. And so apparently he was able to use his skills to be able to help get people off the island.
Oh, that's a godsend. That's so amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
That's wonderful.
So I thought that was a wonderful story to hear that. Now back to bad news.
Cool.
On the island of Maui, looting has begun. I don't know what you're going to loot in a bunch of burned out homes, but apparently looting has started. And so of course now that's got the law enforcement and stuff trying to go, you can't come in here. You got to, you know, all this other stuff. Right. But that got me, I saw this other story and it got me related to that. Items that are socially acceptable to steal. I was thinking, nothing's socially acceptable to steal. So then I read the list. Here's the list. Number one, numero uno, abused or neglected pets. Abused or neglected pets. Is that socially acceptable to steal?
Yeah. I have stolen two dogs.
Really?
Yeah. Well, if they're not, you know what I mean? Some people will just not take care or go on vacation and just, well, you know, they're outside. They're fine. It's like, yeah, because they're not going to tip over water.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're
mine
now. They're just going to eat grass for
a week. Yeah, right? Yeah. There's people around here that are good people that will do that.
Yeah. Good people who will.
Who will steal your pet. But yeah, but you, of course, take care of your pets.
Okay.
You know that. Yeah.
All right. So abused, neglected pets, you say, yes, that's an okay thing to steal.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Napkins. Grabbing a handful of napkins. Like, I was wondering if this was like the cloth napkins before. Mm-hmm. No, they're talking about like you go to Taco Bell and you're like, I'm going to grab a handful of these and keep them in
the
car.
You should see my Jeep. Now, I don't like, and we have money, so we can afford napkins. But yeah, if we get.
But you still.
I always,
get
yeah, them. I still and I condiments.
I do. I have some ketchup packs and some hot sauce packs in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's that one. A few grapes as you're grazing through the store.
That's what
store.
It's called. Yeah, and yes. I don't.
Is
think
that socially acceptable to steal? Grapes.
You know, that is theft. Like, you could be
it's
arrested for
theft.
That. Yeah, you could be. Yep. It's like, well, just weigh me on the way out.
Yeah,
I know
right.
I weighed on the way in. Let me just pop up there.
Right.
No, but yeah, they call it grazing. I went to the Apple Market working out what's called a non-compete between TK and Cat Country. Yeah. And it's like, and Mr.
I don't
Apple
know what it is about
grazers.
Grapes, though, but there is something
because
social.
Because you can just pop them off and
if
eat
I'm
them.
Literally like walking in the section and I see somebody grab a couple of grapes and eat them and just walk away, I don't think anything of it.
I don't think anything
but
of it.
But if somebody
either.
Grabbed an apple and bit it and I'd be like, what the heck, dude?
Yeah, right. But it's grapes. You just pop them off. It's like less than a, what, hundredth of an ounce or whatever, I guess. But
so,
I don't know. Definitely. No, I was grazing. They had an olive bar there, and Mr. Apple caught me grazing, and that's how I learned the term.
That is grazing.
Yeah,
and
you caught
theft.
Me grazing. Yeah, you know that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh. And you don't think about it like that, so I don't do it
exactly.
anymore.
A couple other things socially acceptable steal are branded pens. So I don't know if that's technically stealing.
People make them for advertising.
Yeah, they make them for advertising.
They want you to know it comes from this great insurance agency or whatever.
They want you to take that.
For sure.
Yeah. Plant trimmings. What, people steal plant trimmings?
All the time. Now, I'm not, like, I can get a whole plant and
what
it'll
die. What are you going to do with plant trimmings?
You can propagate. I think it's called, like, you put it in a paper towel and put some stuff on it, put it in a jar, and you can grow your own
whatever. That all sounds like a foreign language to me. I have no idea.
It's all puffs and whistles. I know. I have black thumbs. I cannot do it, but there's nobody in my family that can't. They are really, they don't go through Lowe's and steal, but they can, oh, hey, Aunt Mary, you have this, and they can just make new plants.
And then finally, things that are socially acceptable to steal, female pads and tampons.
I wouldn't steal those, and I've never stolen any, but I think they should be free because, I mean, a girl can't help it. A girl can't. I mean, you can't when you're stuck with that. And college was tough, man. I can't imagine kids in college now.
I got to admit, I've never been tempted to steal female tampons.
No?
No.
No, I can't imagine. No, and I've never been tempted.
I didn't realize
either,
this was an issue, but apparently, and I was reading a lot of the comments, and they're going, yes, if you see somebody stealing tampons, leave them alone.
Right. Or baby food and baby diapers, for that matter. I saw that on Reddit. Like, if you see somebody stealing, and I never have, but if you see anybody stealing baby food, you look away.
First baby, first kid, young married, struggling financially.
It's expensive,
It was
man.
Tempting to steal diapers.
I got
diapers
it. Like,
was expensive.
It was like Racing Arizona. I'll take these Huggies and whatever cash you got in that register. Like, diapers are expensive.
Yeah.
And everything is expensive. My gosh. I don't know how people have kids.
Oh.
And bless y'all for having children, but go. Man, it's tough. It's scary.
Coming up here next, going to get a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru Boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Ready or not, Educational Opportunity Centers will get you there. To college, to the workforce, or to start a new career pathway.
Funded by the Department of Education, we are your free community resource for adults in Escambia and Santa Rosa County seeking higher education. Located on Pensacola State College campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, and Milton.
It's never too late to start. For wherever you want to go, get there with Educational Opportunity Centers.
Call 850-484-1961 today for a free consultation.
Work, kids, finances. Your life has lots of moving parts. Let Gulf Winds help you keep them all moving forward. Our free digital banking tools make it easy for busy bill payers to manage the day-to-day. Our simple applications and low loan rates get mommy chauffeurs on the road fast. And our free accounts and low fees put extra cash in pockets so weekend warriors can have a splash more fun. We're here for you and everyone living life to the fullest. How can we move you forward? See all the ways at gogulfwinds.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
That's right. And we'll take a look at traffic now in the area. We do see I-10 and North Davis Highway. There is debris on the roadway right there near the spur. Debris in the road, so use caution in that area. You want to use caution in that area anyway. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We'll check in with David Wayne now in the newsroom. Morning, David.
The clerk for the Fulton County court system in Georgia has now admitted to accidentally posting a sample document related to Donald Trump's indictment on its website hours before that indictment was unsealed. The docket sheet was spotted and shared by Reuters on Monday afternoon. You may remember that's how the news broke, with reporters then announcing that Trump had been indicted hours before it was official. It was quickly removed from the website. The clerk's office later said it was fictitious. Republicans are pointing to this apparent error to say the process is rigged against former President Trump. There were some mixed results in the latest negotiations between striking Hollywood writers in the studios. The latest talks happened yesterday. The Writers Guild of America said to have presented a counteroffer to the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers counterproposal from Friday. And today, is National Rum Day.
Rum is the third most popular spirit in the U.S. with 24 million cases sold every year. You might call it the first upcycle product. Sugar cane is grown, the sugar's harvested, and what's left is molasses, and that is distilled into rum. It's a huge drink among pirates. They've been drinking rum since the 1600s. It's most popular today in tropical drinks, and an umbrella is a must. I'm Bree Tennis, NBC News Radio.
I like how she thought that was news.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything that makes me feel like a pirate, though.
Exactly. I know. And we're working with Pirate Bobby.
Arr there, matey. I've never had me some rum, but I've had some non-alcoholic rum, and it was gross. So
you've had molasses.
I've had molasses.
I've had, you don't drink.
No. No.
Me either.
I've had alcohol and NyQuil before, though.
Oh, yeah, you
know,
right.
I've had some... Whew, I got a little buzz on that NyQuil. I don't know.
I forget what they call that when you mix it with like soda.
Say what?
It's a syrup.
Is there a thing?
Yeah. It's called a syrup. Oh, I know because I did it by mistake when I was working. Oh, me too. As was I.
Okay.
Cool.
Okie dokie. Thank you very much for that one.
Yeah, thanks, David.
I told David before I had recently non-alcoholic beer for the first time.
Mm-hmm. I've had that.
I tried they have a Budweiser version.
That's right.
Zero, but zero. And they had a Heineken, a Stella Artois.
I've had those.
Guinness. I got one of each. I'm going to try this thing. So I started with Bud because I thought that's like the most common one.
Sure.
And I read all the reviews and people were like, this tastes as closest to Bud Light as possible. And same thing with Guinness. They're like, this tastes just like Guinness. So, all right, let me try these. So I try the Bud. I spit it out. I was like, this is the most disgusting thing ever.
Well, right, and if you're not used to drinking beer,
and then I tried, I was like, well, surely the Stella Artois would be better. Well, maybe this dark beer of Guinness will be even, oh my gosh. I was like, I don't know how people drink this crap. Like, it's disgusting.
It's weird if you're not used to drinking beer.
Of course,
beer.
My friends were like, we don't drink beer for the taste. We drink it for the buzz. And I'm like, oh, well.
But some taste better than others. You're just disgusting. Not a, yeah.
It just tastes like liquid wheat in my mouth.
Right. And it does. It tastes like liquid wheat. You're right.
I was like, this is disgusting. But then I've had non-alcoholic whiskeys, non-alcoholic gins.
I didn't know they made those.
Yeah. Total Wine has a whole section of non-alcoholic wines and whiskeys and gins and all that other stuff. So I was like, I want to try these because I've never drank before. But I still don't want the alcohol. It's poison. So
you want to try it. Sure.
Like, I want to try it. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? Like this, like that. I had no idea gin was like flowery. I was like, this is gross.
It is gross, right? Yeah, I know. I'm not a gin person.
Gin and tonics and stuff. I was like, this is disgusting. And then the whiskeys, from what I understand, do not really taste like whiskeys. They try to get as close as they can if you make a mocktail. But I'm like, well, I don't care if it doesn't taste like whiskey. I like the way those taste. Those are good. But the gin was gross. The rum was, ugh. And so far I'm like, I don't understand why people drink. I like root beer. I'm going to stick with root beer.
I love root beer.
And I'm going to stick with Monster Energy drinks.
Well, I'm on a Prozac and a whole slew of other stuff that's doctor prescribed. And I couldn't figure out, like, you were at that dinner last year, by the way. It popped up in my time hop when I had a couple of glasses of wine. And I'm like, you know who I'm going to fight? Everybody.
Yeah.
And it didn't hit me. Like, you're not supposed to drink if you're on meds. So
you're on certain meds. Yeah.
Let that be a lesson, kids.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Golf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
An Escambia County firefighter was hurt yesterday while putting out a fire on Lloyd Street. Also, the